إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا. Their motivation being, we are feeding you for God only. No reward do we desire from you, nor gratitude. We dread from our Lord a day harsh and cruel. This is a mention of the inner motivation of their spending in the way of God. The adjectives of abus and qamtarir are used to describe the day of judgment. The former means something harsh and severe, and the latter has actually come to emphasize the intensity of the first. Such will be the harshness and cruelty of that day that no one will be able to help anyone. On that day, everyone will have to encounter the results of his deeds. The mercy of God will be earned by only those who, to earn his pleasure, had sympathized with the poor and the indigent and ignored their own needs to fulfill theirs. This verse does not necessarily mean that this statement was uttered by the people who are helped by them. It is actually an expression of their inner motive behind spending for the cause of God alone. They have nothing to drive them in this undertaking except the fear of the hereafter. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَضْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. So God saved them from the affliction of that day and bestowed them with freshness and joy. This is a mention of their reward. Since they remained fearful of a harsh and cruel day and spent in charity to protect themselves from the horrors of that day, the Almighty will protect them from the afflictions of that day, and when all faces will be grim and desolate on that day, theirs will glow with freshness and joy. وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. And as reward for being patient, gave them paradise and robes of silk. The words bima sabaru, or for being patient, refer to the patience mentioned in the earlier verse وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. Only a person who is patient will give his food to others in spite of being inflicted with hunger himself. They will be blessed with paradise so that they can eat its fruit and benefit from its eternal bliss, and will be blessed with silk so that they wear its robes. These favors include a place to live, food to eat, and clothes to wear. متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. They will be reclining in it on thrones and will feel neither the heat of the sun nor the cold of the winters. The implication of this verse is that these people will remain secure from the hardships of heat and cold and recline on thrones. Their sun will provide light and energy to them, but will not produce the heat which bothers a person. In this way, the weather in paradise will always remain salubrious, healthy, and enjoyable. They will never encounter the monotony of autumn and the cold winds of winter. وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا وَظُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا. The shades of the orchards of paradise will bow down over them, and the clusters of their fruits will be within their easy reach. The implication of this verse is that the dwellers of paradise will not need to make any effort to obtain its luxuries. Everything will be readily and easily accessible to them. وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا قَوَارِيرًا مِّن فِضَّةٍ قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. And dishes of silver and goblets of crystal will be passed around them. The crystal will be of silver, which they will have very aptly arranged. These utensils will appear to be made of crystal, yet its substance will be that of silver. The expression قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا refers to the fact that cups and utensils will be made in various shapes and sizes, and the attendants of paradise will have decorated various shells with them. The purpose of all this arrangement will be that they are able to provide any set in accordance with time, circumstances, and need. The word taqdeera encompasses all these meanings, and it is difficult to find a single word to translate all these meanings. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. And they will be given to drink another wine flavored with the spring of zanjabil. This is a spring therein called salsabil. Earlier verses mention the fountain of Kafur. These verses mention another fountain called salsabil. I have referred to earlier that they do not reflect their literal meaning. The literal meaning of zanjabil is dried ginger. However, names are adopted because of some very minute association with their meaning. There are so many things and objects of paradise which are mentioned in the Quran. However, we are not able to ascertain the exact name of these things through their names. It is sufficient for us that the Almighty has informed us of these names. God willing, we will be able to know the exact nature as well. Another name of this fountain is Salsabil. In the opinion of Zujaj, it means freely flowing. It has obviously been named thus because of the flowing nature of the fountain, which is just one of its varied features. وَيَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. And they will be attended by boys who will never grow old. When you see them, you will think that they are pearls scattered about. Mentioned in this verse are the characteristics of the boys who would attend to the dwellers of paradise and present goblets and cups to them. There are two reasons that these boys will be graced with eternal youth. Firstly, since these attendants will be young and youthful, they will be very vigilant, efficient, and enthusiastic in their service. Secondly, they will always stay the same age, due to which they will be forever alert, and because of remaining in service to their masters for such a long time, they will become aware of their temperament, habits, and taste. It may be kept in consideration that efficiency in service depends very much on experience. An old attendant has experience, but he loses his vigor for work. A newly employed attendant is very enthusiastic, but he lacks experience and style, and as a result can become a cause of bother for his master. In paradise, both these deficiencies will be covered, and the Almighty will provide attendants, each and every ability of whose will be eternal. The words إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا mention their beauty, elegance, and sophistication, as well as them being well-dressed. Whenever one sees them, one will think that they are pearls scattered about. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. Wherever you look, you will see great favors and a great kingdom. These words do not need any explanation. Each part of paradise will have blessings and regal splendor for its dwellers. عَالِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُضْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ وَحُلُّوا أَصَابِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. The word Ali is an adverb of place declined as an accusative of state and refers to the outer garments of the dwellers of paradise, which are robes and coats. These outer garments will be made from Sundus and Istabrak, which are the names of famous Persian silk fabrics. Some people have differentiated between the two with regard to their thickness. This research, however, is unnecessary. Here they refer to the Sundus and Istabrak of paradise, whose real form is known to God only. The people of Arabia were more acquainted with Persian and Egyptian cultures. Therefore, in order to delineate the blessings of paradise, most things which belong to these cultures have been presented before them. In those days, the kings would generally wear robes of Sundus and Istabrak. It is obvious that if outer garments are made of such exquisite cloths, their inner garments would be even more soft and elegant. The verses only mention the outer garments and leaves the reader to analogously deduce what else they shall be wearing. Consider next expression Bahullu asavira min fidza, or, and they will be made to wear bracelets of silver. The kings of those times used to wear bracelets of gold and silver. Here, mention is of bracelets of silver only. However, in Surah Kahf, bracelets of gold are also mentioned by the words, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَصَاوِرَ مِنْ زَهَبْ, or, they shall be decked with bracelets of gold. Surah number 18, verse 31. Verse 23 of Surah Hajj and verse 33 of Surah Fatir also mention this. This would mean that the dwellers of paradise will be blessed with a variety of jewelry. Whenever they desire, they will be able to wear gold bracelets, and those among them who desire silver ones will also be able to do so. Variety and difference in taste are very natural things. In paradise, due consideration will be given to each person's taste and choice. The following verses of Surah Qaf bear witness to this. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. There they shall have all they desire, and we shall have yet more to give. Surah number 50, verse 35. This is the interpretation offered by the exegetes. However, my mind also goes towards another aspect. Dwellers of paradise will enjoy a different status, as is evident from Surah Waqiyah. One category will be that of the Sabiqoon, or the foremost, and the Muqarrabun, or the near ones, and another category will be that of the Ashabul Yameen, or the companions of the right hand. It is but natural that there exists a difference in the sections of paradise they dwell in and the favors they be blessed with. The Quran has also alluded to this difference. So, on the basis of this difference, it is possible that the Quran has mentioned silver bracelets at one place and gold ones at another. There is a point worthy of mention in the verse وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا. In verse 5 above, the words are إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا, or, the loyal they indeed will drink cups of wine flavored with camphor. Later, in verse 17, it is said وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا, or, they will be given to drink another wine flavored with the spring of Zanjabil. And here it is said, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا تَهُورًا, or, and their Lord will give them pure wine to drink. Connoisseurs of the language can easily appreciate the subtle difference between the three styles of يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ, يُسْكَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسٍ, and سَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. The question is, why this difference in style? In my opinion, it signifies that the loyal will gradually come closer to God and at last reach the point when their Lord Himself will make them drink pure wine. We cannot imagine in this world what this pure wine will be like. For this reason, the Quran has not compared it to something we know of the way it has in the case of the fountains of Kafur and Salsabil. Only the Almighty knows what it will be like. At times, I am driven to believe that these words refer to the musk-sealed pure wine which will be reserved for the near ones of God only, and which is referred to with great emphasis in Surah Mutaffifin in the following words, يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيكٍ مَخْتُومٍ خِتَامُهُ مِسْكٍ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ وَمِزَاجُهُ مِنْ تَسْنِيمٍ عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Pure wine, sealed, shall be given to them to drink. The seal will be of musk, and it is for this thing those who wish to strive should strive with enthusiasm. And it will be mixed with Tasneem, a special spring on whose banks these favored ones shall sit and drink. Surah number 86, verses 25 to 28.